Lie down in your comfy, warm bed. Close your eyes and just relax. And your bedroom is warm and cozy, just how you like it. Now, take a deep breath in through your nose, filling your lungs with air, and hold it for just a few seconds. And slowly and gently, let the breath out through your mouth, emptying your lungs of all the stale air. Again, deep breath in, hold for a few seconds, and slowly and gently, let the breath out. One more time, deep breath in, hold the breath, and now slowly and gently let the breath out through your mouth, and just relax and steady the rhythm of your breathing and let it slowly come back to its normal state. Feel the gentle rhythm of your breath as your chest rises and then falls. Feel the steady beat of your heart, that gentle thump, 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 letting you know how alive you are. Take a moment to just listen to your heartbeat. Listen to the life force of who you truly are. With each beat of your heart, you feel more and more relaxed, more and more calm, and more peaceful. Now imagine in your mind that you are in a very large field. And you take a look around and you see some trees way off in the distance. The sun is shining brightly, with just a few little clouds floating past. Then you look down and you notice that you are standing on concrete. Concrete, in the middle of this very large field. It's like an enormous pathway. And then you realize that it's actually a runway. A runway with a rather fancy plane at the end of it. And as you look towards the plane, two animals approach you. One is a big pink pig. The other is a black and white, very large, fluffy panda. And they are hurrying towards you with great big smiles on their faces. They call out your name. And you wonder, how do they know your name? The big pink pig and the black and white fluffy panda introduce themselves to you. The big pink pig tells you that her name is Penelope. She tells you that the very large black and white fluffy panda's name is Alexander. Penelope the pig and Alexander the panda are the very best of friends, and they go on many fun adventures together. They tell you that they have a surprise for you. They tell you that they asked your parents if it would be okay for you to go on an adventure with them. Well, of course, your parents said yes. Penelope tells you that their other friend, Rupert the Rat, well, he was supposed to go with them today, but he was on his holidays, so he couldn't go. So they changed the name on the ticket just for you. It has your name clearly printed on it in big, bright letters. Can you see it? Can you see your name on the ticket? It's a very special ticket. It's a golden ticket. And this ticket allows you to have access to a place called Animal Adventures. It's kind of like a holiday park, but it's for all kinds of animals, not humans. You wonder where on earth that special place could be. The three of you climb aboard the fancy plane and take your seats. You fasten your seatbelts and you sit back and relax. It's then that you ask Alexander, who is flying the plane?
Oh, that's Ozzy. Ozzy the octopus.
He says. You wonder how on earth an octopus can fly a plane. But Alexander said it's okay because Ozzy has so many tentacles that he can use all of the controls all by himself. The plane begins to taxi along the runway, building up speed as it goes. It rumbles and it rocks, and then suddenly it's off the ground and climbing up towards the sky. And you look out of the window and see the ground getting further away as a special fancy plane climbs higher and higher. As you continue to look out of the window, you realise that you are now flying over a great big blue ocean. And the sun is shining down on the water, making wonderful sparkles of light dance all over it. It really does look amazing. You can see a pod of whales as they elegantly rise up out of the waves and then, well, not so elegantly crash back down again. You can see dolphins too. Can you see them all? All of these beautiful creatures. Your plane now begins to descend back down again and you can see a new runway below you. And you watch out of the window as the plane gently eases itself down, down, down onto the ground. The plane rumbles and rocks once again, and then comes to a halt. And you think Ozzy the octopus did a very good job flying the plane, splendid in fact. The three of you climb down the steps of the plane and begin to walk towards massive wooden gates. And they are really huge. There is a little meerkat sitting at a small wooden table.
Tickets, please,
he says in a very happy voice. Penelope hands over your tickets, and the big gates begin to open slowly, making a very loud creaking noise as they do. Alexander tells you that you are now entering the Animal Adventures theme park. And he tells you that it is only for animals. But because you are so very special, you are the only human to have ever been invited to come and have some fun with them. Oh, and you thank him very much. You are so excited. You give a little squeal of delight. Penelope tells you that you are allowed to stay overnight with them. She tells you that Alexander and Hare will be staying in a little wooden cabin with you out by the lake. But she'll take you there later. First, it's time to have some fun. As you walk along, you see stalls and rides everywhere. You can hear the sounds of laughter all over the place. You can smell candy floss. Oh, it smells wonderful. You can see balloons floating on strings at a stall nearby. And all of the balloons have the faces of animals on them. You see a big gorilla getting one for his daughter, who looks ever so pleased with it, and skips off happily with their floating balloon. Alexander and Penelope tell you all about all of the different things you can do here, all of the different rides you can go on. You can't wait to try all of them, every last one of them. They tell you that the Animal Adventure isn't just a theme park, it's also a water park too. And it also has a jungle section for you to explore as well. The jungle section has elephants squirting water from their trunks to knock off other animals who try to walk across the lake. That's great fun, that is. Everyone ends up in the water. There is a racetrack here too. A racetrack that the fastest animals run on. Cheetahs having races with other cheetahs, because everyone knows that they are the fastest animals and no one can beat them. There are free air balloon rides around this amazing resort too. You can see it all up from the air above you, There is everything here. Everything that you can possibly imagine to have fun doing. It's all here. So for a few moments, go and have some fun with Alexander and Penelope. Maybe you will meet some more new friends. Try out all of the rides for yourself. Go on, go and have some fun. Wow. Now that was fun, wasn't it? But now Penelope tells you it's time for you to go to the little cabin on the lake. You can always come back to the Animal Adventure Park tomorrow and have some more fun. You have seen some amazing things today and you are really enjoying being here. And you realise just how important and how special animals truly are. They see the world so simply and not complicated at all. You see the little cabin in front of you now, and it looks ever so cosy and inviting. The three of you go through the door into a beautiful bedroom. It's just one big room with three wonderfully big soft beds. And they have lovely soft quilts on them and big squishy pillows for you to lay your head on. And you realise now that actually you are feeling a bit sleepy. So you climb up onto your bed and Penelope and Alexander climb onto theirs. You thank them for inviting you here and for giving you such a wonderful day with them. You snuggle down deeper in your lovely soft bed. And you can still hear faintly in the distance the sounds of the theme park still going on. And you smile to yourself with happiness. It really is wonderful here. And as a bonus, you now have two new best friends. Your eyes begin to feel heavy and your eyelids are beginning to droop. But your body feels so peaceful. So relaxed, so calm, and so very, very heavy. You love being here with your new friends. It's truly wonderful. And you hear Penelope and Alexander say goodnight to you. And you say goodnight back. And just as your eyes are closing, you realize just how special these animals are. You realize just how special and how important all animals are. You have seen how they live and how they all have fun together. They all live so peacefully. You've also seen how they all help each other, how kind they are to each other. And you think that kindness is a very wonderful thing. And you decide that you too will be kind always. So you close your eyes and give a great big sigh as you begin to drift into sleep. You feel your breathing as it begins to slow down. And you feel your chest just rising gently and falling. You listen to the gentle rhythm of your heartbeat as it gently lulls you into a beautiful, restful sleep. Just listen to your breathing as you go deeper and deeper into sleep, feeling so peaceful, so calm, so relaxed. And when you wake up in the morning, you will feel so refreshed, so very, very happy. And remember, you can come back to visit Penelope and Alexander whenever you wish.